You're not dead. You're not dead? You're dead. You're dead. You're not dead. Are you sure you're not dead? Are you a hologram? I'm just checking. You're not a hologram. A clone. You're a clone. Obviously, you're a clone. You're not a clone. You're not a clone. You're not dead. Unless I'm hallucinating, which I could be. I could. Ow! Did you just pinch me? Definitely not dead, but definitely a dick. Ow! What? I am happy to see you. It's just, you know, a bit of a shock. I'm processing because you're not dead. You're not dead. You're not dead. And not a okay, I'll stop poking you. It's just, I thought you were dead. I thought you were really dead. Just really, really, really dead. And you're not dead because you're here. And you're not a hologram and you're not a clone. And you pinched me. So you're not dead. You're not dead. You're not dead. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? Seriously, seriously, you're not dead. You're not dead. You're standing right there. And you are not dead. I mean, you don't look great, but you're not dead. I'm not saying you look bad. You just, I mean, you look a lot better than I expected you to look because I expected you to be dead. So, you know, you look good. You look not dead. Because you're not dead. Yes, I am having an issue with the not dead thing. Because I thought you were dead. I was very, very certain that you were dead. And I wasn't very happy about it. In fact, I was quite upset. You could say that I was miffed. Really miffed. Well, no, I'm not saying that your death made me. I was really upset. I'm just, this, look, I am really happy that you're not dead. And I really am. You're not dead. And you don't know, I have missed you so much and I've been, I love you. I love you so, so, so much. And the fact that you're not dead, I don't have the words to tell you how happy I am. It's just, you're not dead. You're not dead. And I thought you were dead. And I wasn't miffed. I was really, really angry. I was incensed. I was incandescent with steely rage. The kind of rage that makes you do things. Makes you do bad things. Things that are really, really bad if you're not dead. I mean, when I thought you were dead, they were bad, but they were justified because I thought you were dead, and now you're not dead. I mean, uh-oh. I didn't say uh-oh. I mean, it's a fairly, fairly big uh-oh. It's kind of, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. You're definitely not dead. Just checking because oh. So. If you're not dead, where have you been? I'm not changing the subject. I'm asking a very valid question because you've been dead for 3 months. Missing for 3 months. Because you're not dead. So, missing. So, where were you? Oh. Kidnapped. But not dead. But kidnapped? I mean, kidnapping is pretty bad. I mean, kidnapping, that's kind of justification, you know? My beloved was kidnapped and then I went nowhere? Have I told you how good you look? Because you look really good. Now that I'm adjusting to the fact that you're not dead, I can appreciate how not dead you look, and you look very not dead, and that is a good look on you. Just such a good look. Watch what? That's nothing. A sword? That's not a sword. That's not a sword, it's a katana. It could be a katana. It's a katana. Oh, that's another katana. I mean, who dual wields katanas? Assassins? Assassin? No. I mean, assassins, you're funny. You're really, really funny. And not dead. Just. So, you were kidnapped. That's pretty heavy. Do you want to talk about that? We should talk about that. We should definitely talk about that. Oh no! No. I've just been grieving. Very boring. Just, you know, whiskey, crying, killing people. Killing? Did I say killing people? I don't know why I said killing people, because obviously I would... Guns? What guns? Oh look! There's a wall of guns! Where did those come from? This is a very strange Airbnb. Oh, it's not an Airbnb, it's my apartment. They're not mine. None of this is mine. I mean, the guns, or the daggers, or the... What daggers? What daggers? Good question, what daggers? There are no daggers, there are only guns and swords. And grenades! Oh, wow! Where did those come from? No, don't... Don't... I mean... You're not dead, so you don't want to chance it, so just don't touch the grenades, because they were expensive. I would imagine. Not that I would know. So, you're not dead. That's brilliant. That really is brilliant. So, I thought you were dead. Oh, you picked up on that, did you? Because I saw you die. I mean, I didn't see you die. I saw you die, but you didn't die. But I thought you were dead. And, do you remember me mentioning my dad and how he was a goth and always dressed in black? Well, he wasn't really a goth. He was actually a ninja. A really specific kind of ninja. The death assassin kind of ninja. And, well... But I never did any of that. I mean... He did train me how to do it. All of it. And I'm very good at it because you know me, I love to study. But I didn't follow him into the family business because I had no reason to. I mean, I had no reason to become a deaf assassin and go on a violent killing spree. Because you need to have a reason to become an assassin. That is the one thing he drilled into me. Well, that and wax on, wax off. But the whole reason thing is probably the more important of the two. I mean, anyone can be a killer. Anyone can be a killer, but it takes a reason to become an assassin. You know, I never had a reason until you died, but you didn't die. So, you know, that's a good thing because you didn't die and I didn't have a reason. Oh boy. So, I might have... Well, I thought you were dead. So, to be fair, it's not exactly my fault. I thought you were dead. And I think it was a pretty healthy reaction to that. The love of my life gets murdered, and I go on a violent killing spree as a ninja assassin. Yeah. It was quite... I might have... Yeah, I might have killed a lot of people. But they were all bad. Really bad, because, your former boss... Turns out they're a crime lord! Oh, you know? How do you know? Oh, they kidnapped you. Well, I thought they killed you. So I've been dismantling their organization by murdering people. I mean, not the innocent people, because no one's really innocent. I mean, apart from the IT guy, he might have been innocent. He probably wasn't. I hope he wasn't. I mean... That might have been a mistake. I mean, it wasn't really a justified kill because you're not dead. The IT guy. Yeah, he was Northern. How do you know? He cut off your internet access while you were kidnapped. That bastard! He deserved to die! Unbelievable. Who would do that? That's just evil. Yeah, I locked his head off. Should you really be smiling that much? You're right, he did cut off the internet. So yeah, I've been kind of murdering everyone. Because I thought they had a hand in your death, but turns out they just had a hand in your kidnapping. Which is still, you know, not great. Good people do not help their boss kidnap people because, you know, kidnapping is bad. Kidnapping is really, really bad, especially when I was about to propose. I was going to propose at night. It was a surprise. Only, you know, I got a bigger surprise because I thought you were dead. Wait a minute. That's probably why they kidnapped you. Because his daughter's got a thing for you. Unbelievable. That is evil. That is just awful. I mean, I get it. His daughter is extremely spoiled and really annoying. But no, you are mine. So no kidnappy, no murdery, and no touchy. What? You didn't think deaf assassins talk like that? Well, they don't. I'm not a deaf assassin. If I'm not a deaf assassin, why did I go on a violent murder spree? Because I thought you were dead. I'm not a death assassin, but I am the daughter of a death assassin whose fiancé-to-be, was murdered slash kidnapped. It's a grey area. But you're not dead, so I guess I'm done. I mean, I'm not done, because I mean, they're not dead. But again, neither are you. And I have crippled their organization with all my death, murder, kill. But they did kidnap you. But there is a fate worse than death. Because you escaped. So now they don't have you. And their daughter is not going to be very happy. And she's going to be very, very whiny. And she is a nightmare. And that's a fate worse than death. I mean, if you want them dead, I could go and kill them. Are you sure? Because I don't mind. If you want me to, I'll just go and choppy chop. Again, I'm not a death assassin. I'm a death assassin's daughter. Yeah, exactly. Are you sure? Great. Actually, it's kind of a relief because, being a death assassin, well, not a death assassin, a death assassin's daughter who's being that was kind of grim, and I'm not naturally grim. I'm quite, yeah, adorable, and it's been quite stressful because I thought you were dead, and it was just very grim. But you're alive, and I really missed you. Does this mean I can stop wearing black? Because I think it washes me out and I miss my pink. Oh, you like it? Really? You don't think it makes me look, I don't know, too pale? You think it's sexy? Yay! Yes, I did actually murder people. I know, it's very unlike me, but I thought you were dead. I was miffed. I was incandescent, I was miffed. I was so miffed. You missed me. Oh, I missed you too. I'm so glad you're not dead. Just checking that you're not a hologram. I'll stop with the poking. I love you.